News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A traffic medicine expert is calling for the compulsory medical test for drivers over the age of 70 to be abolished. And you've been texting us in about that all morning. He says that our elderly drivers are amongst the safest and says a range of measures could be introduced to replace the medical test to ensure safety on the roads. And that man is Professor Desmond O'Neill, and he's Director of the National Office of Traffic Medicine. Desmond O'Neill, drivers over 70, the safest on our roads. Please explain.
Yes, this comes as a surprise to many, Paul. But in fact, we've now known for nearly 15 to 20 years that older drivers are among the safest group of drivers on the road. What the public and often see is maybe the different degrees of illnesses or things that older drivers may have. But what they don't see is the wisdom of age and the good strategic thinking.
So is there not a fact, though, and I know you're a professor in this, but Desmond, is there not a fact that, you know, your body does fail you, and it fails you in ways that we don't know? Like, for example, the onset of dementia, the onset of Alzheimer's, things like that, that we don't automatically, say if somebody's living on their own, we don't know, nobody's living with them to see the onset of that progress or the progress of that disease, and it may manifest itself in their driving.
Well, actually, all the international evidence suggests that countries or jurisdictions that do this over 70s medical test actually have more older people dying on the roads. They've no reduction in those who die in cars and more who die as pedestrians and cyclists. And what this really shows us is that there is not grounds for doing this. And countries like Denmark even have tried to put in a memory test as well on the basis of the sort of thing you're talking about. And even more people died. So this is a difficult thing to explain to people, but that we know that people with dementia in the early stages, they limit their driving, they're generally aware. So that, and that the type of testing we do, this medical testing, doesn't really catch people, it doesn't support them, and it doesn't help them. It also turns medical testing into something negative rather than positive. And in its place, we've put in a whole range of measures, including, for example, restricted licenses, putting in better guidelines for doctors, putting in a more itemized self-declaration. And on that point, it's helpful this year that somebody got a 2-year sentence for not declaring and not driving according to the guidelines.
But the self-declaration system, how will that work, by the way?
Well, how it works, it obviously, nothing's perfect in life. But what it does is people now, instead of a blank space which said, I have got a problem which can affect my driving, which nobody did before, we now have 27 yes-no questions. Mm. And if you answer yes to diabetes or memory problems, then you need to get a certificate from your doctor. So we're finding that this is actually yielding results and people are reporting, are coming back from their doctors. Clearly, it's not a perfect system, but if we were to have a system that stopped all accidents, we'd probably stop a lot of the circulation as well.
Now, we do know that people at 70 and over 70, I know quite a few of them, are very, very, totally compos mentis and are as fit as fiddles as people at 73 and 4 I know who looked in their 50s. But this, I suppose, people would be thinking more of people in their 80s. Now, this morning, we were having a discussion about this in the studio here with our team, and everybody from around the country had anecdotes about very elderly drivers who go down and have a couple of pints, get in their car and drive at 5 miles an hour back home, or go down to the shops and drive right in the middle of the road at 10 miles, 20 miles an hour. Everybody knows somebody who is not the safest on the road of a certain senior age.
But they also know at least 10 younger drivers of that age who drive recklessly and cause accidents. And yet, you know, we've got the wrong focus here. And the problem with this is they then miss out on what the research is telling us. For example, if children are being driven by their grandparents compared to their parents, which most people think would be more dangerous, the exact opposite is true. You have the risk of serious injury in a crash if your grandparents are driving compared to your parents. So all the data helps us understand that actually we tend to harbour very negative views about ageing that are actually quite wrong, that older people do self-regulate. And once they declare, we know from now Canada and the US, once people declare to the NDLS equivalent, their crash rate is half that of people without dementia. And this is because they're more vigilant, their license is restricted, people are keeping an eye on themselves, they're keeping an eye on themselves, and other people are keeping an eye on them. We're also doing education so that in a memory clinic and in GP surgeries, people are increasingly willing and open to advise people as they come in with memory problems. So okay. It's a, we've set up a network of options which are there to support older people driving, and we're trying to stop this routine medical screening, which we know causes more harm than good.
Okay, we leave there. Professor Desmond O'Neill, Director of the National Office of Traffic Medicine, thank you very much for that. Now, folks, should over 70s, do you think over 70s should sit a medical test to get their driving licence, or should we go further and require all drivers to reset their test every 10 years? Tweet us at BreakfastNT.